This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you want pure, unfiltered, unadulterated sports, you've come to the right place. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, we're going to continue our Buffalo Bills conversation. Nate Gary, you can hear him every Saturday morning on our radio.com sports sister station, WGR in Buffalo. Also during the football season, pre and post game for the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Nate, it's good to have you on with us. Brother, it's been a while. Hope you're doing well through the pandemic. And thank you, by the way, for sort of backing my wing take from last week on National Chicken Wing Day. The reminder to everybody that you eat chicken wings, you enjoy chicken wings, but really more than anything, you enjoy the sauce.
I had several angry direct messages from that, text messages from disappointed family members, threatens potentially about my job. All right, not that far. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of people, you know what it is about chicken wings? They're controversial. They're so small, and really how deliciously wonderful they are, and really how you can only find them this great and delicious in one portion of our giant country. You'd think they would be less, polarizing, but they are the Josh Allen of finger food.
They are edible takes.
Oh, that is, yeah, I mean, that's probably the best way to put it.
They're edible takes. They are, with every bite you, every place you go to, every sauce you try, chicken wings are a take.
And, listen, I get the people that came back and shot back and were kind of like, well, I mean, have you had chicken wings outside of Western New York? And the easy answer to that question is, no, I live in Western New York. When I go other places, I don't try other chicken wings.
Right, you're going to end up like Dak Prescott eating your chicken wings with a fork. What was that? I'd cut his ass right now. That's ridiculous. Dipping it in ranch and eating it with a fork? Throw him in jail in Western New York.
Franchise quarterback? I think not.
That's right.
Yeah, it's funny because I get that question a lot. It's like, have you had wings elsewhere? It's like, no, I haven't. When you live, if you lived on a farm, you probably wouldn't get milk other places.
Right.
Just kind of the way it goes. So, yeah, I'm there with you. I do agree, though, that Buffalo, for whatever reason, we do kind of get the meatier, thicker chicken wings. And then it is important. I do find this important, that I do find myself, especially in the sit-down joint, I do have to tell folks, like, hey, let's make sure these are extra crispy. In some places, they'll give you the look like, duh, dude, we do this for a living, we know. But sometimes you do have to say extra crispy because the last thing you want to do is bite into a wet wing.
Talking to Nate Gary, who you can hear in the pre, the post, the halftime show, the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Soon enough, we'll have Bills action. Nate, want to talk about the, in a minute here, the roster move that happened today and maybe the winter signing. But earlier this hour, we were talking about Josh Allen. Danger's take being danger that, Josh Allen, likable guy, maybe the most likable guy in the NFL.
He's becoming the most likable guy in the NFL. Like, I'm trying to think of players that might be more likable than Josh Allen, and Russell Wilson is, like, the only name I can come up with at quarterback that you're like, wow, everything he says and everything he does is just, it's adorable, it's likable. I mean, he's serving soup to his injured lineman. Come on.
I wish that you guys would have told me this so I could come prepared and really, fleshed out a couple, 20 minutes of thinking about a player that might be more likable.
It's tough.
I don't think there is one. And I think, listen, likability and his ability to deliver on the field, I think we should all recognize, and I know we do recognize, those are two very, very different things. And we don't want to go out on the record and say, like, hey, we think Josh Allen's the best quarterback in all the football. That's not what we're doing here. But I do think it's important, because this is a point that I keep going back on when people ask me, you know, the last 2 years being a training camp, you know, RIP, wish I was going to be in Rochester this month at St. John Fisher.
Straight away.
To see these practices up close and personal, you do take away certain things when you get to see these practices live as a member of media on the field. And even more so when you're on the field, even if you're up in the stands at St. John Fisher, there is a level of, like, sort of just comprehending things, seeing things, feeling things from that close that you just can't really get up in the stands. And one of the things about Josh Allen that is really hard to describe to people is how much his teammates like, respect him, and I know this is super cliche, but want to go to battle with him. I understand it's football, and that's maybe the most overused cliche with football, that you want to get in the trenches and go to battle with this guy. But that is the case with Josh Allen. And, you know, you can go through, I think, maybe better where they are right now in their careers. There might have been quarterbacks of the last two decades that have been better than Josh Allen is right now, but I don't remember another quarterback who's had this sort of grip, has had sort of the pulse of the locker room and his teammates. He is right now one of the more liked players across football. When you ask, I mean, clearly, 87th ranked player in the NFL Top 100, had the media people going insane on Twitter. How could Josh Allen be the 87th? That is ridiculous. Players aren't even trying. I think it's the perception that Josh Allen has amongst his peers. And if you had to be, if I had to ask you, you know, who would you rather be more respected by? The people, the peers that, you know, perform the same work you do, or the people that are covering you for your work? I think, you know, if you're a player, you'd rather be appreciated, respected, and liked by your peers than the people that have to cover you and talk about you and things like that. So, you know, with Josh, he's well-respected. People like him. They want to play with him and play for him. And I don't think those are things you can overlook about what he's been able to accomplish this far in his career.
No, absolutely not. But I think, you know, there's a bigger picture here at play where you've got a guy who's charming and says all the right things, and we're all enamored and smitten with Bill's quarterback who didn't beat Bill O'Brien in the postseason. And the idea with the increased expectations, with the limited excuses that he's going to have going into this season, like it or not, if his play costs you games in 2020, Brandon Bean is going to have a tough decision to make here at the end of the season.
No question about it. And, you know, this is obviously a make or break season for the Bills and for Josh Allen in particular, because of the implications that you have surrounding a rookie quarterback, or a quarterback on his rookie deal, I should say. And that's kind of the where we're approaching now with year three. This is crunch time. Year three and four are the years that whole philosophy is supposed to work. Like, the whole win and spend money on other positions while you're at where your quarterback's on his rookie deal, that kind of goes out the window come year five when that fifth year option goes into place. So this is the window. This year and next year are your windows to take advantage of that low salary cap hit. And to your point, you know, I do think the one thing that I'll continue thinking about anyways, when I think about the Bills and I think about Josh Allen and this whole era that we're kind of entering right now, especially like the COVID era, is, I mean, look at the Jets. The Jets went from a team, are they going to compete in the AFC East, to are they going to be rebuilding and getting a new head coach and quarterback next year, to the Dolphins, to, you know, is this a team that might be on the rise, to, okay, they look like they'll be the second or third best team in this division. And then, like, so all of a sudden, by process of elimination, it would be hard for me to find a way the Bills don't win this division. So therefore, unless they're winning games 9-7 and Josh Allen is hindering their ability to win football games, and they're winning despite Josh Allen's performances, then I think you're kind of in a situation where really no matter what, he's your guy coming in next year. I just don't think there's a lot of scenarios with six games against division opponents that all seem really, really winnable. That means you got to find four wins on your schedule to be a playoff team and likely win your division. If you're winning your division, you're not moving on from the quarterback, more than likely.
Talking to Nate Geary, who you can hear during the Bills season on the radio network, also WGR on Saturdays, our guest here in the sports bar. So Spencer Long, no longer Buffalo Bill, considering that, you know, he did some different things last year in a reserve role. Could, you know, I don't think we ever actually saw him at center. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he has that experience. Does that move surprise you at all that the Bills moving on? And if indeed the winners thing does work itself out here, are we to pencil him in as your new starting right guard, at least until Philly Feliciano gets right?
I think so. And if you talk to people in the know, people that follow the team that really kind of pay attention, the name Ryan Bates should really be in the back of a lot of people's minds. The reason being, guys, is he's a player that has the versatility to play all five positions along the offensive line. They really like him internally, like within the locker room and just in the staff and Brandon Bean. So he's a player with lots of versatility that can plug in at any position. What you're keeping Spencer Long around for is his flexibility and his ability to kind of move from guard or play center. And now with Winters coming in, who is really more of a guard, you have Darrell Williams, who could play both guard and tackle on the right side. You've got Ty Ensekhe, who could play both tackle positions. You have Cody Ford, who could start at right tackle and potentially bump down to guard if completely necessary. Then you've got Quinton Spain, who has had experience playing both guard positions. All of a sudden, you're like, wow, you've got a lot of flexibility within the guys on this unit. And then you start to look at, okay, well, what made Spencer Long expendable? Because he's one of the only guys that can play both center and guard. And I would say Ryan Bates has the ability to be your number two center right now and also has the ability to be your number two guard, your number three tackle. So you kind of see that you have too many versatile guys. Spencer Long became, you know, at least in my opinion, expendable, because I think once Feliciano's back, Feliciano is your de facto number two center. So if Mitch Morse were to get hurt, right, you're going to bump Feliciano down to center, and then you have Brian Winters as your full-time starting right guard. So when you start to play around with the combinations, I know you and I and us three have kind of done that in the past, where I know going into the camp last year, we were all talking, what is the combination going to be? I think the flexibility that this team has created, I said yesterday in a tweet that I do think they're right outside the top 10 in total units in the league in terms of offensive line and kind of power rankings. They probably fall within that 11 to 15 range. So a very good unit, not elite, but good enough to be a Super Bowl caliber unit. But I don't think there's really any arguing that they're probably the deepest unit in all of football. And frankly, if you're going to have one, it's great to have the best unit, the best number one offensive line unit in football, but those typically are the teams that spend a lot of money on the front end there. And if you have an injury to your star right tackle or your star guard or center, you typically don't have the depth to not miss a beat. This is the one team that if Deion Dawkins goes down, you slot in Ty Ensekhe, how much are you really losing? So, you know, I think that from a depth perception and a depth quality, it's hard to find a better team than the Bills right now on the offensive line.
Let's talk about Cody Ford, because, boy, that move to bring Winters in at right guard kind of tells me that Cody Ford has always been viewed by this regime as a right tackle, and a right tackle not just for this season but for the future.
I think that's right. You know my feelings about it. I've always kind of felt I wanted to see him get starting caliber time at the guard position so that we could definitely cross it off our list. But we're at the point now where we're just going to have to cross it off our list without fully knowing his potential at the position. However, what I'll say is I do like Cody Ford and the progress we saw at points last year. The thing with me for Cody Ford is, can he take the year two step with all of the experience he gained in year one? And for me, there's a couple of things. The speed rush on the outside was a major concern for me. Those are areas he's going to have to clean up footwork in. So now he's got a full year under his belt. To me, as much as I think all of us wanted to see him get bumped down to guard, it's almost like you really can't afford to do that with him, because it's too much movement, too much motion for a young guy who really needs, who probably now has a better understanding of what he needed to do in the offseason to take a step at tackle. And for you to move him right before camp starts, I didn't think made a lot of sense. So from a flexibility standpoint, you've got the bodies that you don't need to make force your hand and move Cody Ford. Then keep the luxury of keeping him at right tackle and let him develop with him and Ty Ensekhe.
Nate, about that offensive line and who they might be blocking for, and certainly this would help Josh Allen if you can get the running game going. Do you see Devin Singletary becoming this great all-purpose back, or what do we make of Zach Moss? You spent a third-round pick, And I go back to the playoff game last year where, yeah, you're going to Frank Gore in some key situations, and certainly you can upgrade from that, but you weren't using Singletary for whatever reason on those key carries. So what can we expect out of Zach Moss? Is it going to be running back by committee or perhaps even something greater here?
So I think if you were to right now add 35 to 50 additional carries for Devin Singletary over the course of a full season, and then basically just replace every rep we saw with Frank Gore with Zach Moss, I think that's probably what we're looking at for next year. So what that ultimately means is early down situations, I think you're going to see at times both of them on the field. I don't think that that's going to be something that's out of the question, but I do think Zach Moss is going to be relied upon in those short yardage situations, the goal line situations. So for me, from a fantasy perspective, if you want to look at it from that way, you know, value likely lies with Zach Moss, who has been a better pass catching back historically in college. But I know with Devin Singletary, there is a concerted effort that they want to get the ball in his hands in open space. He is dangerous with the ball. The Rex Ryan saying about LeSean McCoy, he'll make you miss in a phone booth. Well, the same applies for Devin Singletary. And I think his nuanced running ability is really impressive. I just don't think he's the kind of guy that's going to be your bell cow back that you're going to have carry the ball 250, 300 times. I don't see that happening for him. So with that being said, I think you're going to see a committee by approach, You know what I'm trying to say. That's why you're here for me. And then I think too, the interesting part is I saw this stat that in the first 5 weeks of the year, the Bills have the lowest run grades for defenses they'll be facing. So the defenses they're going to be facing in the first 5 weeks are very susceptible to a good run game. That should indicate that for, early and often this season, the Bills are likely going to rely on that backfield to start and finish football games.
Nate, before we let you go, we would be at training camp at St. John Fisher College during normal circumstances, and we would be paying attention to some position battles. Now, we know that on the defensive side of the ball, no Star Latulale leaves a little bit of a hole there at defensive tackle. What do you know about Vernon Butler versus Harrison Phillips, and what kind of an impact can Josh Norman make on the field? Will there be a competition at corner opposite Trey White?
So I do think there will be. I'll start with the cornerback point first, and I do think there will be a level of competition between him and Levi Wallace. I do think Levi Wallace has likely earned the right to start training camp as the CB2 and have to force Josh Norman to beat you out. I recognize as well that if that does happen, there's a good opportunity that Josh Norman might kick down and take some reps away at the slot position from Taron Johnson, and we know from the last 2 years that Taron Johnson does have a propensity to get injured, so you may need him down the line slot anyways. So I do think there's going to be a level of competition at that cornerback two position. Where Josh Norman ultimately fits, I do think is going to be an interesting thing I'll be paying attention to. On top of that, the defensive tackle one technique position is an interesting one. What I know about Vernon Butler is his first 3 years were incredibly disappointing. And he had a big fourth year and a big contract year last year. However, it was at the five technique position. We're asking him to slot down significantly into the one tech. And if, for people that may not know what the heck I'm talking about with one versus five technique, the one technique in a 4-3 is going to be the guy that's lining up in the gap between the center and the guard. And with a guy like, you know, who you're going to have in your three technique position, Ed Oliver, right? Quentin Jefferson. These guys are going to be lined up more so on the face-up or outside shoulder of the other guard. So we're talking about more of a speed rusher, a pass rusher from the three-technique position, a more athletic, smaller guy, to right up in the middle where essentially you're a glorified nose guard at the one-technique position. You got to rely on your size, your strength, and your quickness and hand ability. And I'm a little skeptical on what Vernon Butler is going to bring as a one-technique. I don't think it's his ideal position, but I do think this likely opens the door for him. I think Harrison Phillips last year was on pace to overtake Star Latulale as the starter, and then the injury happened. So for me, I'm looking for a big year from Harrison Phillips, and we'll see what kind of supplemental steps we see from Vernon Butler. But, you know, regardless of who's going to be the starter, it's going to be a by-committee approach along the entire defensive line anyways.
Talking to Nate Geary, who you can hear on Saturdays. Tell everybody where they can catch a show Saturdays on the radio.com app.
So, of course, you can check us out, Sports Talk Saturday, 11 to 2 each Saturday. I'll be back at it this week. And then my hope, fellas, is that I'll be back with pregame, halftime, and postgame as games happen. So really looking forward to this season. I think most of the players that you're hearing, they also recognize the stakes are high this year. I think it's got all the makings of one of the more fun seasons it will be for me to cover this team, and I certainly hope that that we don't miss any action.
Yeah, let's hope everybody stays disciplined, Nate. It'll be a lot of fun if they do. Appreciate the time as always, man. It's good to catch up, and let's do it again soon.
My pleasure, fellas. Anytime, you know my phone always rings for you.
You got it. Nate Gary, WGR. Buffalo Bills Radio Network, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Good stuff there. Harrison Phillips was on pace to overtake Star Lotulelei as a starter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's he was having that good a start, and then boom.
Injury.
And coming off the ACL, and that's one of the things as fans, we're just going to have to fight for any information. You see it with your own eyes. We're not a Fisher. And if you're not a Fisher, we're telling you about what we see. And right now, well, nobody's allowed in. Maybe next week we'll get some football activity. It's going to be much different. And as far as guessing who that running back, yes, that did have kind of a fantasy tinge. I get that. I mean, we're trying to help you in that regard. But it's going to be hard to handicap how you divide those carries without seeing any preseason games. What does Zach Moss even look like? I mean, it's going to be an interesting, to say the least here, training camp leading up to week one. By the way, talk about staying disciplined. Welcome back to the Miami Marlins tonight, who face Baltimore. Oh, might be rained out after all.
Right.
So for the first time since July 24th, we'll have one of the teams that's been out a total of 18 players.
The new normal for sports fans, baseball fans specifically, your team might not complete the season. You might not be able to get 60 games in, and it'll come down to percentage, and the season will end, and you will have short of 60.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, it can't be just percentage. Your leader right now in the NL East, it's the Miami Marlins. They're 2-1. They're 2-1 for that lousy team, but they can't be percentage. I mean, there's got get him.
You got Mattingly, and they're getting them all fired up. All right, I want you guys to go to the strip club. I want you guys on top of each other. I want you licking posts and windows. Whatever you can do, keep this alive, because if we can get through the 60-game season with a 2-1 record, we're in, baby. We're in the dance, and that's all we want to be. We just want to be in the dance. No, look, it's going to take discipline. I hope that it doesn't affect what we've seen so far out of the NBA and the NHL. It certainly seems like the bubble approach works. This was the approach that was being talked up by a lot of the smart people when the pandemic first hit, saying, hey, listen, short of a vaccine, you're going to have to do this approach that's going to take a lot of discipline and making sure that nobody violates any of these protocols. That's what the NHL and NBA have been able to do for the most part. The NFL, different ballgame. Baseball, certainly, different
ballgame. NFL, eight road trips over 4.5 months. Can we get through that? Please? Maybe?
NFL news and notes on the way next. We serve them up in bite-sized form. We call it NFL appetizers. We'll give you the latest on Brian Winters signing with the Buffalo Bills. When that becomes official, we will absolutely share that information with you. A couple of players that have been removed from the COVID reserve list, Gino.
Oh, no, it's one of your favorites is gone. Two from the Buffalo Bills today.
Yeah.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And some move out of college football. Finally, we have the last of the Power Five conferences making their plans for the fall known. We'll tell you what's up in the Big 12 with NFL appetizers on the way next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
ESPN Rochester is excited to introduce Radio.com Rewind. Radio.com Rewind. It's your way to check out and listen to the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. If you missed it over the past 24 hours, on-demand audio of Rochester's only local sports talk show and afternoon drive. Download the Radio.com app and select and favorite ESPN Rochester. Maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, or just want to hear the entire show. Easy to navigate. Pause and rewind any length of segment you choose, or take a listen to the entire show. It's the all-new Radio.com Rewind from ESPN Rochester. Download the Radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you might have missed on the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Listen the way you want, when you want. Only from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.